Committee comes back to order.
Yeah.
All right, committee, before you, you've got the dash two amendments. We are in work session. I would be happy to take a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash two amendments to House Bill 4010.
Representative Starr, or Representative Cruz, rather, moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 4010. Do we have any discussion? Representative March.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As the discussion sort of indicated, I think there's a lot more we could be doing here. The cities and the counties really have a lot of projects out there that could be helped by a funding stream. And this bill helps some, but it doesn't provide any long-term assistance for cities and counties. And I think that we should be doing that. Nevertheless, I mean, this does provide us with some help. It's not the best package. I'd like to see us have an opportunity to vote or at least to discuss the governor's package in a printed bill form. And I'd make that request formally also indicate that I will support this, but I'd like to see the other, the governor's bill in print.
Thank you, Representative Martin. Further discussion? All right, do we have objection? All right, dash twos are adopted. Representative Cruz.
I move House Bill 4010 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cruz moves House Bill 4010 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do we have any discussion? Representative Butler.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, this is probably the only bill in this special session that we will be able to vote on that has any impact on jobs and the economy. And I'm very disappointed in that, but if all we can do to spur on the economy and new jobs in the state of Oregon is to have the state of Oregon go to the well and start to borrow, then by golly, I guess that's what I'll have to vote on. But I'm very discouraged, very disappointed that this is the only thing that we're doing to spur on the economy, but I'm told that there are about 8,000 folks that can go to work with this resource that we would be providing them. That's a small drop in the bucket to the 130,000 plus people that are out of jobs in Oregon today. But it is a start. But I don't think that this is what we want to do to try and spur on the economy, is to have the state go into the well and borrow it because money happens to be cheap on municipal bonds right now. I'll just make that statement to you that if you don't vote yes on this, you're not voting on anything for the rest of this special session that deals with jobs and the economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Butler. Further discussion? All right, thank you. And Linda, if you'd call the roll, please.
Yes.
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 Aye.
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 Votes aye. Carries. And Representative Starr, if you'd be the carrier. Thank you. We'll close the work session on House Bill 4010. That completes our agenda for now. Just have your ears open. We'll adjourn.